Not a Ghost Story by Zhicheng Zhao. When I was a child and living in China, I discovered the power of a myth. My grandmother used to bring me to the village where her uncle's family lived. The village was very small and poor, and consequently, didn't have any electricity, so at night it would be very dark. The villagers were so poor that they didn't have any bathrooms in their houses. If a person needed to relieve himself, he would need to walk for 5 minutes, a walk which would take him past a cemetery, to get to the town bathroom. But we wouldn't mind. One night, I didn't feel very well. I thought that I had perhaps eaten some bad food, so I took some medicine and went to sleep. In the middle of the night, though, I woke up and still didn't feel well, so I took a candle to light my way as I walked to the town bathroom. Outside, it was very dark. I couldn't see the moon, and the wind was making the trees shake, thus creating a frightening sound. I felt scared, but I continued on. When I was walking past the cemetery, I heard some sounds as if people were talking. I remembered that the villagers had told me a story about ghosts in the cemetery. My heart almost stopped beating. I couldn't breathe. As I got closer to the bathroom, I saw two shadows, one taller and the other shorter. I thought to myself that I was seeing the ghosts. I shouted and began to cry. A minute later, my grandmother's neighbor and her daughter appeared in front of me. They asked me what had happened, and I told them that I had seen two ghosts. Then they started laughing. The ghosts had been the two neighbors. I knew in my head that the shadows and sounds on that dark night years ago were only produced by my living and breathing neighbors. Nevertheless, after that night, I refused to return to that village. A local myth can have its own living force, especially on the young and naive.